Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I thought we got better. I thought we got better. You know, our defensive line leads the way. They're the guys that you kind of look to. And I thought with the one backers, you saw progress. You saw what you needed to see. We got to be able to obviously have some depth there and develop that during the offseason. And this last week will be huge as well. Secondary, very sound. Good playmakers in the back end, and they're playing well.
Seems like going into the spring ball, two of the questions on defense were kind of your depth at safety and the depth at linebacker. How are you feeling about those spots at this point?
Depth at linebacker is still a work in progress. You know, a lot of these guys just haven't played. At safety position, at least we have some guys that, you know, have had some reps. Vontae Davis is a guy that's been in the program. He's made a lot of progress. The guy that hasn't gotten a lot of reps at the safety position and the guy that we're counting on is RJ Hubert. And I thought he's made, you know, a ton of progress. He was a little bit hampered midway through spring ball, so without a couple practices, but now he's back in the last two practices. He's shown to do some good things.
Last week of spring ball, what's the biggest objective with
you? Well, there's still some situational work that we need to work on. End of game stuff, you know, 4-minute situation when the offense has got the ball in the lead. So looking to finish strong with situational work and then just, like I said, continue to work those individual drills, tackling, footwork, all those little things they do every day.
Who are your leaders on this defense?
Well, you've got some in each position group, which is what you're looking for, right? Safety position, Julian Blackman, Terrell Burgess, you know, at the corner position, Jalen Johnson. On the defensive line, it's your front four. I mean, those guys that have been here and have been through the grind. And the good thing, too, is they're being vocal. They're holding guys accountable. In the backer position, I'd say Devin Lloyd leads by example. He's always in the film room. He's always showing the guys what he's all about. So I need a little bit more, you know, vocal leadership out of that group. But bottom line is you got someone at each group.
What do you think's made the biggest leap from the beginning of spring ball to now?
Devin Lloyd. And it's because he cares. I mean, again, you will show what your priorities are based on your actions. You know, if during your idle time, during your downtime, you're out playing video games, or, you know, he's always in the film room. He's always studying. He's in the weight room getting extra reps. He's on the field after practice getting extra reps. So he's showing his teammates and he's showing the coaches what his priorities are. And he's done some really good things.
How's the transition been with Julian Blackman from corner to the safety spot?
Awesome. Awesome. You know, the biggest thing to make that transition is you have to be smart. And he is a smart kid. Takes to coaching, is able to take it from the board to the field. Some guys, they're rep guys. You know, he can see it, right? He can watch film, he can be on the board, and then takes it out on the football field. Great communicator. It's one thing I'm happy about with the starting two. Other than their playmaking abilities, their ability to get guys lined up and talk and communicate, watch this out of this formation. So, and, you know, Julian's been making plays this spring. The one thing if he's back there, just, okay, you're in the post, he's making plays, and it's showing up.
Who was the first to make a first move? Was it the coaching staff, or was it Julian as far as the position change?
Well, we'd wanted to make the move, and he came to us and said he wanted to make the move. It was a mutual deal. Right, it wasn't us. Hey, Julian, you know, we think you could use your free safety, and he's like, okay. No, he came to us. We were ready for him, right? So just like Chase Hansen, he was ready for it. Thought it was the best for him, best for the program, and very similar situation.